Get started.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you for your faithfulness. Thank you for your mercy and love toward us. Thank you for your presence in our lives. Thank you for your power and strength walking in us. Be glorified forever in Jesus' name. We thank you for the doors you have opened for us. Thank you for our prayers that you have answered. Thank you for your blessings that have filled up our lives. Thank you for destroying the works of darkness that were formed against us. Thank you, Lord, for glorifying your name in our lives. Be thou exalted forever in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, for your peace and joy that fills our hearts. Thank you for your protection and security that is upon us. Thank you, Lord. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. We are grateful, Lord, for great plans you have for us. And we know that you will perform your plans in our lives without delay. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for lifting us up above all the limitations Satan has set to stop us. Thank you for making us to succeed in those things that others couldn't succeed in. Thank you, Lord. We thank you for opening our eyes to see things that were hidden from us. Even the things the enemy has been doing secretly against us. Thank you, Lord, for opening our eyes to see into the realms of the Spirit. Thank you, Lord. We also thank you for your prophecies that have already come to pass in our lives. Thank you for all the difficult situations you rescued us from. Thank you for problems that you have solved in our lives. Thank you for testimonies. Great testimonies you have given us. Thank you, Father. be praised forever in Jesus' name. We are here in your presence once again to seek your face, to pray, to worship, to praise you, and to call upon your name in faith. I ask, O Lord, that you visit us from your throne this midnight in Jesus' name. O Lord, touch us one by one and grant our heart's desire. Touch us one by one and do your miracles and deliverance and healings in our spirits, souls, and bodies. In Jesus' name, revive us, edify us, and transform us as we spend time in your presence. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, for we know you're going to surprise us beyond our expectations. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. I welcome you to the Lord's presence. We're going to sing worship and praise songs. Before we continue to pray with prayer points, you are Yahweh, Alpha, Omega. You are Yahweh, Alpha, Omega. You are Yahweh, you are Yahweh, Alpha, Omega. You are Yahweh, you are Yahweh, Alpha, Omega. You are Yahweh, you are Yahweh, you are Yahweh, you are Yahweh. You are Yahweh, you are Yahweh, you are Yahweh, Alpha, Omega. You are Yahweh, Alpha, Omega. Yes, you are the Lord, the Most High, Most High. Yes, you are the Lord, Most High. Yes, you are the Lord, King of glory, Most High. Yes, you are the Lord, Most High. We are grateful, oh Lord, we are grateful. Lord, we are grateful. Oh Lord, hallelujah, for all you have done for us. Hallelujah, we are grateful. Oh Lord, we are grateful, Father. We are grateful, oh Lord, for your goodness. We are grateful, oh Lord, for your kindness for all you have done for us. Hallelujah, we are grateful, oh Lord. When I will enter his gate with thanksgiving in my heart, I will enter his court with praise, and I will say, this is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice, for he has made me glad. Hallelujah, he has made me glad. I am so glad. I will rejoice, for he has made me glad. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for everything you have done. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for everything you have done. Blessed be the name of the Lord, who is worthy to be praised and adored. So we lift up holy hands in one accord, singing, blessed be the name, blessed be the name, blessed be the name of the Lord. I will praise him. I will praise him. I will praise him forevermore. I will praise Jesus. I will praise thee. I will praise thee. I will praise thee forevermore. Glory be to God in the highest. Amen. Glory be to God in the highest. Amen. For His mercy endureth forever. Amen. For His mercy endureth forever. Amen. All the glory, glory be to God in the highest. Amen. All the glory, glory be to God in the highest. Amen. For His mercy endureth forever. Amen. For His mercy endureth forever. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for everything you have done. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for everything you have done. Hosanna. Hosanna. Hosanna in the highest. Hosanna in the highest. Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna in the highest. God will lift you up. God will lift up your name. Lift up your name with a heart full of praise, with a heart full of praise. Be exalted, O Lord, our God. Hosanna in the highest. God will lift up your name. God will lift up your name. We'll lift you up with a heart full of praise. With a heart full of praise. Be exalted, O Lord, our God. Hosanna in the highest. Great is thy faithfulness, O Lord, my Father. There is no shadow of turning with thee. Thou changest not thy compassion, they feel not. As thou hast been, thou forever will be. Oh, great is thy faithfulness, Great is thy faithfulness. Morning by morning, new mercies I see. All I have needed, hath provided. Great is thy faithfulness. Great is thy faithfulness, Lord, unto me. O Lord, my God, when I in wholesome wonder upon see the whole, the words thy hands hath made. I see the stars, I hear the rolling thunder, thy power throughout the universe displayed. Dancing my soul, dancing my soul, my Savior God to thee. How great art, how great thou art, O Lord, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God to thee. How great art, how great thou art. How great thou art. You are God, you are not a man, Lord. You are God, you are not a man, Lord. Alpha and Omega, you are God. You are the Lord. You are God. You are not a man. You are God. You are God. You are not a man, oh. If God is not a man, you are God. You are not a man, oh. Lion of Judah, you are God. You are God, oh. You are God, you are not a man. You can never fail us, you are God. You are God, oh. You are God, you are not a man. You can never disappoint us. You are God, Savior. You are God, oh. You are God. You are not a man. We lift your name, I. We lift your name higher. We lift your name higher. Above all the names high. Jesus, we lift your name I will lift your name. I will lift your name high above all the needs. I, Savior, will lift your name high. Jesus will lift your name high. We lift your name high above all the needs, high with life unto thee, oh Lord, who is life unto thee. Oh Lord, among the born, who is like thee? You are glorious in holiness, fearful in praises. Doing wonders, hallelujah. Among the God who is like thee, you are glorious in holiness, fearful in praises, doing wonders, hallelujah. Be grace to follow. Abundant grace to follow. I need your grace to follow. Your grace is enough for me. Lord, give me grace to follow. Grace to follow you. Abundant grace to follow, and I need your grace to follow. Your grace is enough for me. Give me grace to follow, abundant grace to follow. I need your grace to follow. Your grace is enough for me. The steadfast love of the Lord never His mercies never come to an end. They are new, they are new every morning, always new. Every morning, great is thy faithfulness, O Lord. Great is thy faithfulness. We cry, our Father, hallowed be I'm losing your name. I'm losing your name. With my other father. Hallowed be your name. Hallowed be your name. Hallowed be your name. Your name is higher than every other name. If your name is Jesus, if your name is Lord, if your name is higher than every other name, if your name is Jesus, your name is Lord. Your name is fire. Your name is fire. Than every other names. Your name is Jesus. Your name is Lord. Your name is fire. Than every other name. Your name is Jesus. Your name is Lord. Begin to worship and bless his name. Glorify and adore him. Worship and praise him. Worship his majesty. Worship his majesty. Praise him for who he is. Adore him, magnify him, glorify him, worship his majesty, worship the King of glory, worship the Lord of hosts, worship the bright and morning star, the God of the everlasting covenant, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Israel. Worship the one who was, the one who is, and the one who is to come. He before all things. He existed before all things. And he is the one holding all things together. He speaks and his words come to pass. Who is he that speaks and their words happen when the Lord God has not commanded it? No one can make anything happen. If the Lord God has not commanded it, worship him. He is greater than all. He is higher than all. Stronger than all. Wiser than all. He is the Most High God. Worship him. We praise him all. Lion, the tribe of Judah, we praise him. King of glory, we praise you. Blessed be your holy name. You reign forever and ever. You do impossible things. You do terrible things in righteousness. You make ways where there are no ways. You bring waters from distance. Blessed be your holy name. Blessed be your holy name. You make ways in the wilderness. You bring things out of nothing. You reverse irreversible things. We adore you, Lord. You open doors no man can shut. And you shut doors no man can open. We praise you, Lord. We worship you, Father. We worship you, Father. Glorious God, we praise you. Mighty Redeemer, mighty Savior, mighty Healer, mighty Deliverer, we adore you. We worship you, Lord. Blessed be your holy name. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' name, we have given him worship and praise. Amen. You're going to thank him with this prayer. You will say, thank you, Father, for your strength that is upholding me. Thank you for your strength that is making me stronger than my weaknesses. Open your mouth and begin to thank him. Thank you, Father, for your strength that is upholding me. Thank you for your strength that is making me stronger than my weaknesses. Thank you for your strength that is making me stronger than my enemies. Thank you for your strength that is working in me. Thank you for your strength that is working in my spirit and in my soul and in my body. Thank you, Father, for your strength. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have given him thanks. Amen. You're still going to thank him. You're going to say, thank you, Lord, for those of opportunity you have opened for me. Doors of opportunity that will lift up my life that you have opened for me. Thank you, Lord. Open your mouth and begin to thank him. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you for those opportunities that you have opened for me. Thank you for those of breakthroughs, those that will give me breakthroughs that you have opened for me. Thank you, Father, for those that will change my life that you have opened for me. Thank you, Father. Thank you for great doors of opportunities that will lift up my life into greatness that you have opened for me. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have given him thanks. Amen. You're still going to thank him. You're going to say, thank you, Lord, for giving me dominion over all the works of darkness, over all the powers of darkness, over all the realms of darkness. Open your mouth and begin to thank him. Say, thank you, Lord, for giving me dominion over the works of the devil, over all the powers of darkness, over all the realms, all the kingdoms of darkness. Thank you for giving me dominion over them all. Thank you for subduing Satan under my feet. Thank you for subduing demons, serpents, and scorpions under my feet. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have given him thanks. Amen. You're going to thank him. You're going to say, thank you, Lord, for all my need that you have supplied. Open your mouth and begin to thank him. Say, thank you, Father, for all my needs that you have supplied. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for all my needs that you have supplied. Both the need that I need now and the ones that I will need in the future. Thank you for you have supplied all of them. Thank you for you have provided for all of them. Thank you, Lord, because you have provided for my present need and for my future need. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have given him thanks. Amen. Lastly, you're going to thank him. You're going to say, thank you, Lord, for teaching me how to fight and conquer battles of darkness. So thank you, Father, for teaching me how to fight and conquer battles of darkness. Open your mouth and begin to thank him. Say, thank you, Lord, for teaching me how to fight spiritual battles. Thank you for teaching me how to do spiritual warfare. Thank you for teaching me how to wage war on the forces of hell, on the powers of darkness. Thank you for teaching me how to do it successfully. Thank you, Father. Thank you for teaching me how to fight and win the battles of darkness, both physically and spiritually. Thank you for teaching me how to win the battles of darkness, both the ones that come physically and the ones that come spiritually. Thank you, Lord, for teaching my hands to war. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have given him thanks. Amen. Amen. You're going to pray. I realize that some of you have not been faithful to our weekly fasting. And that is very wrong. That is very bad. Yeah, you have to repent. Yeah, because you need those fastings if you're going to succeed in this new year. Yeah. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Holy Spirit, help me to do enough spiritual exercises that will lead to the manifestation of God's promises in my life. The Holy Spirit, help me to do enough spiritual exercises that will lead to the manifestation of God's promises in my life in this year. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. The Holy Spirit, strengthen me to do a lot of spiritual exercises that will make God's promises for my life come to pass, that will speed up the fulfillment of God's promises for my life as I journey through this year. Holy Spirit, help me to do enough spiritual exercises. Help me to do enough spiritual exercises that will open the heaven for the promises of God for my life to happen easily without delay. The Holy Spirit, help me to do enough spiritual exercises, such as fasting, persistent prayer, Bible study and meditation, evangelism, and many, many more. Holy Spirit, help me in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, make the works of my hands produce great prosperity and success in the name of Jesus. Continue to pray like that. Say, Father, make the works of my hands produce great prosperity. Make the works of my hands produce great success. Make the works of my hands produce great excellence in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we are praying. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, do something new in my life. Say, Father, do something new in my life that will change the face of my life. Something new that will change the story of my life. Something new that will change the description of my life. Hold on, do something new right now. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Continue to pray like that. Say, Father, do something new that will change the face of my life. Something new that will change the appearance of my life. Something new that will change the story of my life for good, for better, and for the best. Oh Lord, do those new things right now. New things that are beyond my dream. New things that are beyond my expectations. New things that are beyond my prayer point, my prayer request. Father, do those new things now in my life. In the name of Jesus. New things that are beyond my imagination. Oh Lord, do them now in my life. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, let the power of God undo everything the enemy has done to put my life and destiny in bondage. Let the power of God undo right now everything the enemy has done to put my life, calling, ministry and destiny in bondage. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Let the power of God undo them. Let the power of God reverse whatever they have done. Let the power of God destroy whatever they have done right now, in the name of Jesus. Let the power of God undo everything the kingdom of darkness have done to put my life, calling, and destiny under captivity, to put my life and destiny under bondage. Let the power of God undo those works that they have done right now in the name of Jesus. Let the power of God destroy all the works that they have done right now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we are free. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to say, "Arise, O Lord, and fall upon the arm of my enemies. Fall upon the network of my enemy and consume them all. Fall upon the realm where my enemies operate from. Fall upon them and consume them all. For you are the consuming fire." Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Arise, O Lord. Arise, O Lord. Continue to pray like that. Arise, O Lord, and fall upon the realms where my enemies have gathered themselves together. Fall upon the network of my enemies and consume them all right now. In the name of Jesus, consume them all. For you are the consuming fire. For you are the consuming fire. For you are the consuming fire. Arise right now and descend upon the camp of my enemies. Descend upon the gathering of my enemies. Descend upon the realms of my enemies and consume them all right now. Consume them all right now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to say, "Father, move mightily. Upon me." You can say, "Father, move mightily upon me and upon my environment and begin to uproot everything you have not planted." You can say, "Father, move mightily upon me right now. Move mightily upon my environment and begin to uproot everything you have not planted." Open your mouth and pray like that. Grâce au destin qui visible et grand, mouvement étalé upon me now, like a mighty wind, move mightily like a strong and mighty wind, and begin to uproot everything you have not planted in my life. Begin to uproot everything you have not planted in my environment. Move mightily right now. Move mightily right now. Move mightily upon me and upon my environment. And begin to pull out everything that you have not planted. Right now, in the name of Jesus, move mightily upon my family, move mightily upon my career, upon my calling, upon my home, move mightily upon my academics, upon my finances, move mightily upon my life, and uproot everything you have not planted. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we are free. Amen. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, release your power into my life and let your power enter deep into my life to cause the changes that my life needs at this time. You're going to say, Father, release your power into my life and let your power enter deep into my life to cause the changes that you want for my life at this time. Open your mouth and pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Continue to pray like that. Release your power. Release your power. Release your power into my life. And let your power enter deep into my life. Deep into my spirit. Deep into my soul. Deep into my body. And let your power cause the changes that my life needs at this time. Let your power cause the changes right now. In the name of Jesus. The changes that you want for my life. The changes I have been looking for. The changes I have been waiting for. Let your power enter into the depth of me. And let your power create those changes. Let your power cause those changes to happen. Right now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we are. prayed. Amen. Yeah, you're still going to pray. Whenever we talk about God opening doors, we must also talk about the keys that opens doors. And we know the person with the keys, the person who has those keys that opens doors. Only him has the keys that can open any door. And you know that person. That person is Jesus. He's the one with the keys that can open any doors. Yeah, and he can either give you the key or use the key to open doors for you. Yeah, so I want you to pray. You're going to say, Lord Jesus, use the keys in your hands to open the door I have been waiting for years. The door I have been waiting for. Lord Jesus, use the keys in your hands to open those doors right now. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. The Yakaba Sanagala, the Yishtelekoba Deshenegala. Lord Jesus, use the keys in your hands to open the doors I have been expecting to open, the doors I have been waiting for a very long time. Lord Jesus, use the keys in your hand to open those doors right now. In the name of Jesus. For I know that the keys in your hands can open any door. The keys in your hands can open any door, any way. So Lord Jesus, use the keys in your hands to open doors that have been closed against me for many years. Use your keys to open those doors for me right now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we are prayed. Amen. And the Bible talks about the keys of David. And the Bible says Jesus have that key in his hand. Yeah. I'm going to read from Revelation chapter 3. Verse 7. Revelation 3, verse 7. And to the angel of the church in Philadelphia, write, this thing saith he that is holy, he that is true, he that hath the key of David, he that openeth and no man shut him, and shut him, and no man opening. Yeah, that person, as I said before, is Jesus. So when he opens doors for you, no devil, no man, no principality, no Satan can shut that door. Yeah, you know, the reason why it says he opened it and no man shut it, he didn't say no Satan, is because Satan will always walk through human beings. He has to operate on him. Yeah, because up to now, no one has seen Satan face to face or see him in the flesh. He will always walk through people. He will always walk through things, whether animals or inanimate things or human beings. Yeah, Satan will always walk through people. So when you see he that openeth and no man shutteth, it includes Satan, principalities, powers, demons, all the forces of hell. So all of them are included. Yeah, so you're going to pray, you're going to say, Lord Jesus, open before me a great door of greatness, success, prosperity, elevation, a great door of success, greatness, prosperity, elevation, that no man shall be able to shut. The Lord Jesus, open before me that door right now. Oh, begin to pray like that. They send the Talbot Sanagala. Open before me right now a great door of progress, breakthroughs, prosperity, elevation, honor, glory, greatness. Open before me such a door right now. Continue to pray like that. A great door that brings signs and wonders into my life. A great door that will connect me with a great glory, with a great honor. A great door that will connect me with great riches and wealth. A great door that will connect me with great places, great heights. Lord Jesus, open those doors before me right now. In the name of Jesus. And let no man, no creature be able to shut that door. Let such doors be opened for me permanently. In the name of Jesus. Let those doors be opened for me permanently. Doors that will lead me into greatness. Oh Lord, open them before me now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we are freed. Amen. Yeah. You you may be asking, you may be asking asking yourself, or asking a question, like, why does this key have to do with David? Yeah, why does this key that opens any door? Why does this key have to do with David? So what's so special about David? That the Bible says Jesus is holding in his hand the key of David. Yeah, I want you to know that there was no battle David fought in his days that was lost. There was nothing David pursued after that he didn't recover. There was no people David would fight in battle that he wouldn't conquer them. Yeah, so God gave him that key. Yeah, and with that key, he was able to get a lot of things done. He was able to possess his possession. He was able to overcome a lot of battles. Yeah, because the key of the kingdom of God was in his hand. Yeah. So you're going to pray. God can give you the same key. And whatsoever you pursue, you get them. Yeah, and every battle you fight, you win. So you're going to pray, you're going to raise up your right hand. You're going to say, Lord Jesus, put into my hand the same key that you gave David. Give me also the key of David, such that I possess my possessions, such that I win all battles, such that I possess even the riches of my enemies. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. In the name of Jesus. The Lord Jesus, put into my hands the same key you gave David. Put into my hands the key of David. The key that gets anything done. The key that can get anything done. The key that can achieve any success. The key that can achieve and accomplish any success, any greatness. Oh Lord, put that key into my hand right now in the name of Jesus. The keys of David. The keys of David. Oh Lord, put it in my hand now in the name of Jesus, such that I possess my possessions, such that I win all battles, such that I possess even the treasures of my enemies. Put in my hands the key of David that will guarantee victory for me, that will guarantee dominion for me. Oh Lord, put into my hands the key of David right now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we are free. Amen. Now, I want us to also look at another place where the key of David was mentioned in Isaiah chapter 22. I'm going to read from verse 21 to 22. And Isaiah 22, verse 21 to 22. And I will clothe him with thy robe and strengthen him with thy garden, and I will commit thy government into his hand, and he shall be a father to the inhabitants of Jerusalem and to the house of Judah. Verse 22. And the key of the house of David will I lay upon his shoulder, so he shall open, and none shall shut, and he shall shut, and none shall open. Yeah. Praise the Lord. So you can see here that the key of the house of David has a lot to do with absolute authority. Yeah, absolute authority. So anyone that God gives that key, anyone that God gives the key of the house of David, that person can make anything happen in the head. And no government of any country, no government of any nation will be able to stop that person. So it's more like you can do anything, you can achieve anything, you can make anything happen, and no one will be able to stop him. So that is absolute authority. You are going to pray. You are still going to raise up your right hand. You are going to say, Father, put upon me the absolute authority that you placed on the house of David. Say, Father, put upon me that absolute authority that will enable me achieve anything that is according to your will on earth, easily and successfully. Absolute authority that will enable me achieve anything that is according to your will on earth with ease. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Bajanekiha Pashanadegala. The absolute authority you placed upon the house of David. Oh Lord, put the same authority upon me now. Put the same authority upon me now. Make me achieve anything that is in line with your will on earth easily. From this day onward, make me do things that are according to your will here on earth successfully with ease. In the name of Jesus, make me achieve great success, great greatness, great excellence, great prosperity. Make me achieve great revival here on earth with ease through your absolute authority. In the name of Jesus, such authority that no one can challenge, such authority that no one can stand against, oh Lord, put upon me now. Even as you give the house of David, give me the same authority right now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we are praying. Amen. Oh, we are still praying. Yeah, it says, he shall open and none shall stop. And he shall stop and none shall open. Yeah, that also means that you can allow things to happen when you have this key. You can allow things to happen and you can forbid things from happening. Yeah, well, when you have this key. So, for instance, you can stand on your feet and say, from this day onwards in my environment, this and that shall no longer happen. Yeah. And from that moment, the thing you said should no longer happen will no longer happen. Yeah. So you can forbid things from happening when you have this key. And then you can also say, from this day onwards, I want this and that to start happening. And then immediately from that point onwards, what you have said should start to happen, will start to happen. So that is the ability in the key of David. That is the ability of that key. So you're going to pray. And Christians are supposed to be people that will control the affairs of the world according to the will of God. And we don't even need to be in the government to do that. We can use this key to determine what will happen in the world. We can use this key to determine what will happen in our environment. We can use this key to determine what should happen and what should not happen. So we saw how Elijah also used the same key. Yeah, he said, there shall not be rain. And the windows of heaven was shut, and rain ceased to fall from that moment onward. And when it was time for rain to start falling again, the same Elijah went to the mountain and said, now let rain fall. and heaven opened again, and rain fell. So we have that key. Yeah, the only thing is that you can't use that key outside of the will of God. It has to be in agreement with the will of God. So as long as you know that what you want, that is what you want to happen in your life and your environment, is in agreement with the will of God, then there's no reason why it should not happen. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, by the reason of the key of David in my hands, I decree that from this day onwards, only the will of God shall happen in my life and environment. Begin to say in the name of Jesus, by the reason of the key of David in my hand, I decree that only the will of God shall happen in my life from this day onward. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. In the name of Jesus, by the reason of the key of David in my hand, I decree right now that from this hour henceforth, only the will of God, only the plans of God shall happen in my life and environment. Anything outside of the will of God and of the plans of God shall not happen, shall never happen. In the name of Jesus, continue to pray like that. Only the will of God shall happen. Only the plans of God shall happen. Only the promises of God shall happen in my life. By the reason of the key of David in my hand right now. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we are praying. Amen. Amen. Yeah, we're also going to look at Matthew 16. Yeah, I'm going to show you another place. Another place where this particular theme was also mentioned. Yeah, Matthew chapter 16, verse 18 and verse 19. This is Jesus speaking. And I say also unto thee that thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. And I will give unto thee the keys of the kingdom of heaven. Yeah, that is also the same thing with the key of David. It's the same. Yeah, the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and whatsoever thou shalt bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, And whatsoever thou shalt loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. Now, I believe you know that the name of Peter was not Peter. His name was Simon. That was his birth name when his parents gave birth to him. That was the name they gave him. So it was Jesus that changed his name to Peter in this, you know, in this particular passage of the Bible. His name was Simon Bar Jonah. That was his name and surname. Yeah. But because Jesus was going to appoint him for a very serious business on earth, so Jesus spoke prophetically and he said, your name is no longer Simon. Your name is now Peter. Yeah, and the meaning of Peter means a rock or a stone. Yeah, and then Jesus went further and said, I will build my church upon this rock. So meaning that Jesus was going to build his church upon the spiritual identity of Peter. Because in the realm of the spirit, is now appearing as a rock. So Jesus was going to build his church upon Peter, yeah, upon that rock, yeah, and that is not a small authority. Yeah, Jesus was going to build his church upon Peter, yeah, and then he said, the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. And then he went further to say that he will give him the keys of the kingdom of heaven. So the reason why I'm reading out these verses to you is to show you that without the keys of the kingdom of heaven, you cannot stop the gates of hell. So, because the gates of hell must not prevail over the church that Jesus wants to build upon this rock called Peter. Because the gates of hell must not prevail over that church. That was why Jesus said he will give the same Peter, the same man, the keys of the kingdom of heaven. Yeah, because without that key, the gate of hell will prevail. So today, we must use the keys of the kingdom of heaven. Otherwise, the gate of hell will prevail over us, because we are the church of God. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Lord Jesus, empower me with the keys of your kingdom that is able to stop the gates of hell from prevailing over my life and over the life of others. Just as you gave Peter that key, give me too right now. So Lord Jesus, empower me with the keys of your kingdom that is able to stop the gates of hell from prevailing over my own life and over the lives of others. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. She said, take it over harsh and nation. The Zistala Tabashana. Empower me, empower my spirit man with the keys of your kingdom. Equip me with the keys of your kingdom so that I'll be able to stop the gates of hell from prevailing over my life and over the lives of others. Equip me with the keys now. In the name of Jesus. Equip me now. Equip me now. Equip me now. Equip me now. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Yeah, some people have misinterpreted these particular verses in Matthew 16. They say that what Jesus meant by the rock he will build his church is the revelation that the spirit of revelation that came upon Peter. Yeah, but that is not what it means. Yeah, it's very obvious. The meaning of these verses is very obvious. That Jesus was referring to Peter as the rock or as a giant stone upon which he would build his church. Yeah, so Jesus was referring to a human being like you and I. Yeah, so Jesus can build his church any way he wants to build it. He can build his church upon any foundation. Yeah, so what it means is that Jesus is saying, I will make you, Peter, the foundation of my church. So meaning that Peter is going to plant a lot of churches for Jesus. He's going to win a lot of souls for Jesus. That's actually what it means. And he's going to be a spiritual father to many people, many souls. Yeah, for Jesus. Yeah, that is actually what it means. It means it will be a foundation through which Jesus will build his church. I mean, upon which Jesus will build his church. So which means Peter will be able to bring a lot of souls to Jesus, draw a lot of lives to Jesus, draw a lot of lives from captivity of darkness into the liberty in God's kingdom. Yeah, that is what it means. So which means that whatever Jesus did to Peter in this place, it can do the same thing to you. That's where I'm going. Yeah, because it was not only Peter that became a foundation. Even Apostle Paul became a foundation upon which Jesus built a lot of churches. Yeah, because Peter was an apostle to the Jews. You know, whereas Apostle Paul was an apostle to the Gentiles. Yeah, so Jesus also made Paul a rock also. Yeah, so Jesus can also make you a rock upon which he will build his church. Yeah, and you don't have to be an apostle. Yeah, he will just use you to win souls, to change lives. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Lord Jesus, lay your hands upon me and make me a rock, make me a foundation that will that will hold your church. Make me a foundation upon which you will build your church in this last days.
Yeah.
Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Say, Lord Jesus, lay your hands upon me and change me, transform me into a rock. Transform me into a foundation that will hold your tongue, that will uphold your tongue in this last day. Transform me, transform my ministry, transform my destiny, my calling into a rock that will uphold your tongue in this last day. Make me into a rock upon which you will build and establish your church in this last day. Make me a rock that will win souls into your kingdom, that will disciple souls into your kingdom. Jesus, lay your hands on me now. And make me that rock, make me that foundation that will hold your church. Make me that foundation that will bring revival to your church. Make me that rock, make me that foundation that will bring orderliness to your church. Make me that foundation that will bring righteousness and holiness and purity to your church in these last days. In the name of Jesus, make me that rock, make me that foundation that will help people to grow spiritually. Lord Jesus, make me a foundation, a rock that will help people to know you, that will help people to grow strong in you in this last day. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we are free. Amen. Amen. Now, we know that the characteristic of a rock is stability. Yeah, firmness and stability. And we can have a rock that will live, you know, that will remain for thousands of years. And there are rocks and mountains that have been in position for thousands of years. Yeah, because they are strong, they are firm, and they are stable. And that is how the life of Christians should be. You should be strong, you should be firm, and you should be stable. You should not be like a feather that can be tossed to and fro by wind. It should not be someone that situations of life can easily blow you away from Jesus. Yeah, from the truth. You shouldn't be that kind of Christian. That kind of Christian. You should be someone that is firm, that is deeply rooted in Christ. Such that nothing in this world, or nothing from hell, from the underworld, can shake you and take you out of the truth and out of Jesus, out of God's righteousness. So you're going to pray. If God is going to build his church upon you, you must be a rock indeed. You must be strong, you must be stable, you must be firm, some Christians are unstable. Yeah, situations of life just blew them anyway. Yeah, today they have faith, tomorrow they don't have any more. Today they love God, tomorrow they don't love God anymore. Yeah, today they are on fire, tomorrow they are not on fire. Today they have joy, tomorrow they don't have joy. So you are going to pray. You are going to say, Holy Spirit, help my Christian life to be firmly rooted in the truth and in God's righteousness. So Holy Spirit, help my Christian life to be firmly rooted, to be firmly established, to be firmly grounded in the truth and in God's righteousness, in God's standards, in God's ways. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. They said the talents, the nedegala, my jatagas, the nagala, the handis, the matabalas, the nagala. Holy Spirit, help my Christian life to be deeply rooted, to be firmly rooted, to be strongly rooted in God's standards, in God's righteousness, in God's ways, in God's kingdom, in God's truth. Help my Christian life to be strongly and firmly rooted and grounded in Jesus, in holiness, such that nothing in this world will be able to take away my foundation in Jesus, such that nothing in this world will be able to remove me or separate me from the love of Christ, such that nothing from hell, from Satan, from the princes of this world will be able to uproot me from my plantation in Jesus, from my place in Jesus, from my place in God. Holy Spirit, give me such firmness in God. Help me to gain such roots and firmness in God, such that nothing and no one will be able to remove me from that place. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Yeah, another thing we know about rocks is that they don't easily break, and yet they can break things. Yeah, they themselves, they don't easily break. Yeah, but they can break things. They can crush things. That is how the lives of Christians should be. It should be someone that cannot be broken. Yeah, as some people will say, oh, what that person did broke my heart. Oh, that thing that happened broke my heart. A Christian is not someone that should be easily broken. Yeah, in fact, you're not supposed to be broken by whatever the enemy is doing. And yet you're supposed to be breaking the enemy, crushing the enemy, crushing their works while you remain unbreakable. Yeah, that is how you should be as a Christian. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Holy Spirit, transform me into a rock that cannot be broken, a rock that cannot be broken by the enemy, a rock that cannot be broken by satanic attacks. Change me into such a rock right now. A rock that cannot be broken. A rock that crushes the enemy and remains unbreakable. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. So Holy Spirit, transform me into such a rock right now in the name of Jesus. Transform me into a rock that cannot be broken. Even after being attacked by the enemy, even after being touched by the enemy, even after being fought by the enemy, Holy Spirit, transform me into a rock. Build me into a rock that no situation can break, that no situation of life, no issue of life can break. Change me into a rock that nothing can break, a rock that no darkness, no power, no force of hell can break. Transform me into such a rock. In the name of Jesus, transform me into such a rock that cannot be broken and yet breaks the enemy into pieces. Transform me into a rock that cannot be broken and yet breaks and crushes the works of darkness into pieces. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Another thing that we know about rocks is that they can bear burdens. They can bear burdens. They can carry things. Heavy things. In fact, Jesus said, anyone that listens to his teachings and obey them, Jesus said they are like houses built upon the rock. And then the rain fell, the wind blew, and the flood came, and that house and that house remains standing. Yeah, so rocks, they can bear heavy loads. Yeah, they can carry burdens, and yet they remain unbreakable. Yeah, many Christians are so weak that they can't really bear burdens. Yeah, just some small challenges, they find themselves, they already broken down. They already lose hope. They already lose faith. Just some very little challenge they were exposed to, or very little attack they were exposed to, they easily break down. So that's a sign of weakness. If small things, little things, easily weigh you down, it means you are too weak. Yeah, it means you are too weak to even fulfill your destiny. If just little things weigh you down, just little things. Yeah, because many things that some of you think is a big thing, they're actually very little. If you're strong, it is because you're weak. That's why you see those things as big things. Yeah, so you're going to pray. You're going to say, Holy Spirit, strengthen my spirit, soul, and body with the strength of God, such that I'll be able to bear burdens and yet remain unbreakable. Such that I'll be able to carry every load and yet remain unbreakable. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. The Holy Spirit, strengthen my spirit, soul, and body with the might of God, with the strength of God, such that I'm able to carry burdens, both my own burdens and the burdens of people all over the world. Such that I'm able to carry burdens and yet remain unbreakable. Such that I'm able to bear load, heavy loads, and yet remain unbreakable. Such that I'm able to go through challenges and issues of life, and yet remain unbreakable, such that I'm able to go through sufferings and troubles and persecutions and tribulations, and yet remain unbreakable, such that I'm able to bear pains of other people, and yet remain unbreakable. Holy Spirit, strengthen me with the strength of God. Strengthen me with the might of God. Right now, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. We are going to pray 5 more prayer points. Yeah. Anybody that is going to be used by God to change the world at this time must be someone that continues from where others are stopped because they are retired. I don't know if you are getting my point. Yeah, let's see. There's a strength limit for all the 8 or 9 billion people in the world. All of them, they have a strength limit. No one have been able to exceed that limit. Now, if someone among the billions of people all over the world is going to cause a change that will affect the whole world, that person must go a bit further and higher than the strength limit of every other person in the world. I believe you understand me now. So if God is going to use you to change the world and to change your generation, you must press further beyond that level many people can no longer pass through. Yeah, you must press higher beyond the level others couldn't, because they got tired or they got exhausted. Now you must press higher than them. Otherwise, you can't help them. Yeah, and you can't solve the problems of your generation if you don't press higher. So you're going to pray. You're going to place your right hand on your head. You're going to say, Holy Spirit, Equip me with anointing to labor hard in the spirit beyond beyond the strength limit of billions of people in the world. So Holy Spirit, equip me with anointing and grace to labor hard beyond the strength limit of billions of people in the world. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. So Holy Spirit, equip me with grace and anointing to labor harder in the spirit beyond the strength limits of billions of people in the world, so that I can become a world changer, so that I can become a solution provider to my generation. Help me to press harder. Help me to press further than the limit where everyone else has stopped. Help me to press further beyond the limit where everyone else has stopped. Holy Spirit, give me the grace and the anointing to press further beyond the limit every other people in the world have stopped when it comes to spiritual exploits, when it comes to spiritual exercises, when it comes to spiritual labels, spiritual operations. Holy Spirit, help me to press further in the name of Jesus. Help me to press higher. Thank you, Father. Help me to labor hard in the spirit beyond the limit everyone else has stopped, so that I can possess the key that will solve the problems of my generation. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. We have a formal prayer point. Yeah, I remember some time ago, I was talking to God. I was saying that I don't know what exactly you want to use me to do in the world at this time, because I felt there's nothing new that I want to do that other people are not doing. Yeah, so I felt like there are a lot of preachers already preaching the gospel, a lot of preachers already winning souls, discipling souls, and in fact, some of them are very good at it. Yeah, in fact, some of them, if not many of them, can even preach better than I am and teach better than I am. Yeah, so I was like, well, I don't know what exactly you want to do with my life. Yeah, because there are a lot of people doing ministry already. Yeah, but the Lord responded by saying something that really touched touched my heart. He said, I'm preparing you to solve problems that those people have not been able to solve. Yeah, that I'm preparing you to change things they haven't been able to change. So he was saying, stop comparing yourself with them. Now, the reason why I'm sharing this is that there is a job for you in the kingdom of God. There is something that people have not been able to achieve that only you can achieve it. And God wants to use you and train you and equip you to achieve those things and to solve those problems. Yeah, so, and that is why you don't need to compare yourself with others. Yeah, and you don't need to be intimidated by the fame and popularity of others. Yeah, because it's not really about who is more popular. It's about who is really solving the problems, who is really changing lives. Yeah, who is really transforming lives. That is what it is about. So you're going to pray. I don't know how passionate you are to become a change agent in the hand of God in these last days. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, lay your hands upon me and transform me into a divine agent that you will use to cause great changes in the world at this time. Even the changes the world has been looking for, the changes the world has been waiting for. The Lord, lay your hands on me and transform me into that divine agent. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. The hand is a dictator. Lay your hands upon me. Lay your hands upon me. Thank you, Lord. I believe you're praying. Lay your hands upon me and transform me into a divine agent. Transform me into your heavenly agent that will cause the changes my generation has been waiting for. The changes the whole world has been waiting for. The changes the nations have been waiting for. Oh Lord, transform me into a divine agent that will produce those changes right now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we are free. Amen. Amen. We have three more prayer points. Yeah, I'm going to read that verse 19 again. Matthew 16, verse 19. And I will give unto thee the keys of the kingdom of heaven. And whatsoever thou shalt bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. And whatsoever thou shalt loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. Yeah, that's a dangerous key. Whatsoever thou shalt bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. What that means is that everything you do not want to happen will not happen, and only the things that you want to happen will happen. That is what it means. It means things that you do not want to happen, they will not happen. And the things that you want to happen are the things that will happen. Now, ask yourself. Ask yourself, are the things happening in my life right now, are they what I actually want? And then also ask yourself, are the things that I want to happen in my life, are they what are happening? So you're going to pray. Firstly, we are going to pray concerning the things that are happening in your life that you don't want. And you're going to be mentioning those things. Things that are happening in your life that you don't want. You're going to be mentioning them as we start the prayer now. You're going to be mentioning them, and you're going to be binding them. You're going to say, from this moment onward, this and that shall cease to happen in my life. They shall no longer happen in my life. So open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to mention the things that are happening in your life that you don't want. And begin to say, from this day onward, these things shall no longer happen in my life. They shall no longer happen to my life. They shall no longer happen in my life. They shall no longer happen in my environment. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray, begin to say, by the reason of the keys of the kingdom of heaven that I have in Christ Jesus, I decree that this and that, begin to mention those things, I decree that scarcity shall no longer happen in my life. Shall no longer manifest in my life. Poverty, sorrows, pains, afflictions, troubles, begin to mention them. Demonic oppression, satanic oppression, satanic control, they shall no longer happen in my life. In the name of Jesus, begin to say, I bind them now with the key of the kingdom of heaven. Everything that I hate but are happening in my life, I forbid them to continue. I terminate them in the name of Jesus. Don't forget to mention those things that you don't want in your life. In the name of Jesus, from this day onward, begin to say, they shall no longer have a foothold in my life. They shall no longer be able to stay in my life. They shall no longer be able to happen in my life. They shall no longer be able to appear in my life. They shall no longer be able to manifest in my life. Weaknesses, limitations, problems, failure, they shall no longer be able to stay in my life from this day onward. In the name of Jesus, they are no longer allowed to stay in my life. They are no longer allowed to function in my life. They are no longer allowed to happen in my life. I forbid them to happen in the name of Jesus. I believe you have mentioned everything that you don't want. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. We have two more prayer points. Now, we want to pray about things that should be happening. Things that you want to be happening in your life that are not happening. Yeah, the Bible says you have the key. Now, some people have this fear that, I don't know, maybe what I want is not God's plan. Pray about it first. If it is not God's plan, God will tell you. Yeah, that was what Jesus told the disciples. He said, ask anything. He said, ask the Father anything in my name, and I will do that thing. Yeah. So you don't need to be fearful and say, what if I ask this and it's not God's will? It's not God's plan. Don't bother about that. You just ask for it. If it is not God's will, God will tell you, He will show you, He will talk to you, He will give you a dream, or somehow He will communicate it to you that that is not my will, and this is how you should ask for it. Yeah. So whatever you don't want, forbid that thing. Yeah, bind that thing. Yeah, and then whatever you want, go for it. Yeah, that is how David lived his life. Go for it. Yeah, though he went after a woman that was not, he went after another man's wife. Whereas that was his sin. Yeah, but I'm talking about things that are not sinful. Yeah, go for those things and ask heaven to release them. Yeah, so you're going to pray. It says, whatsoever you lose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. So it means whatever you allow, it means you can allow things to happen on earth that are not supposed to happen. Yeah, so which means you can receive things from heaven. And those things will happen on earth, whereas normally those things are not supposed to happen. So you're going to raise up your right hand. And you're going to mention the things that you want in your life. And you're going to say, by the reason of the keys of the kingdom of heaven that I have in Christ Jesus, I lose this, I lose that to start happening in my life. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Yeah, he said, if you lose them, here, heaven will also lose them. That is, heaven will release them to happen. That's the meaning. Begin to mention those things that you want in your life. And begin to say, I lose those things to happen now in my life. Prosperity, success, greatness, victory, dominion, strength, power, signs and wonders, mighty miracles, I lose them to happen. I lose them to begin to happen. I'm just mentioning the ones that I think you want. Yeah, so I don't know what you actually want in your life. Now begin to mention them. Begin to lose those things. Breakthroughs, progress. Begin to say, I lose them to happen in my life. I lose them from heaven. And let them begin to happen now in my life. In the name of Jesus, I lose them to happen. I lose them to happen. Great revival, great outpouring of the Holy Ghost upon the whole world, upon the nations of the world. I lose them to happen now from heaven. In the name of Jesus, great manifestations of God's power. Great deliverances, great healing. I lose them to happen now, both in my life and in the life of others. In the name of Jesus, great restoration. I lose them to happen. I lose them to happen. Great provisions, great supplies. From the throne of God, I lose them to happen right now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. The last prayer point. Yeah, some people think, binding and losing, they think it is about casting out devils. The things about deliverance. Of course, it includes deliverance, but it is far beyond that. Yeah. Now, it also involves setting the kind of future you want. Yeah, so you can set for your life the kind of future you want through the keys of the kingdom of heaven. You can create the kind of future you want. You can create what should happen to you tomorrow. You can create what should happen to you next month, next week, next year, or next 5 years, next 10 years. So you're going to pray. You're going to raise up your right hand. You're going to say in the name of Jesus, by the reason of the keys of the kingdom of heaven that I have in Christ Jesus, and I decree that a beautiful and glorious future shall be mine. A beautiful and great and glorious and fulfilling future shall be my portion. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. I decree that a glorious future shall be my future. I decree that my tomorrow shall be great. I decree that my next week, my next month shall be great. Begin to pray like that. Yeah, begin to say, in my future there shall be greatness. In my future there shall be abundance of blessings. In my future there shall be manifestations of power of Jesus, manifestations of the glory of God in the name of Jesus. In my future, I shall be connected with great people, with destiny helpers in the name of Jesus. Great and glorious future is mine. Great and glorious future is mine. Beginning from the next hour, beginning from the next, my next day, beginning from the next day from now, my future shall be filled with signs and wonders. My future shall be filled with mighty miracles. My future shall be filled with great victories in the name of Jesus. Beginning from the next hour from now, my future shall be filled with great glory in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we are praying. Amen. We're going to stop here. Raise up your right hand as I pray for you. Father, we thank you for all that you have done in our lives and all that you will still do in our lives. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. Thank you for your favor and glory and honor that is sitting upon our heads. Thank you for your power and strength that is working in our spirits and souls and bodies. Be thou glorified forever in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father, for abundance of blessings from your throne that are already falling upon us right now. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. Thank you for the prayers you have led us to pray, and thank you for the answers we have gotten already. And thank you for the answers we will get very shortly. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. I ask, O Lord, that you reveal the greatness of you in the lives of your people here, and that you change their lives and situations and give them great and powerful testimonies in the name of Jesus. I pray for you that the negative things, the negative situations Satan has created in your life to put you in sorrow and in pain, I decree that the hand of God will reverse those situations now. And those situations shall now work for your good in the name of Jesus. I pray for you that the hand of God shall lift you up and honor you in those places where you have been ridiculed and dishonored and shamed. The hand of God shall honor you there in Jesus' name. And the same people who were mocking you, they shall see the hand of God and the glory of God in your life, and they shall be humbled in the name of Jesus. I decree that everything that has been happening in your life for years that is not God's will shall now cease to continue to happen in the name of Jesus. I pray that the hand of God connects your entire life with His plans and promises for your life, such that only His plans and promises for your life shall begin to happen and shall always happen in your life henceforth. In Jesus' name, let every plantation of darkness in your spirit, soul, and body disappear right now in Jesus' name. Let the blood of Jesus destroy every curse and covenant from hell, from the realms of darkness that is affecting your life and destiny. Let the blood of Jesus destroy them all right now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, for I know you have answered. In Jesus' name, I have prayed. Amen.